Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. They say it's always darkest just before the dawn. Knowing that a glorious eternal destiny awaits makes any believer's present suffering worthwhile. Today, the final gift God gives to all who trust Christ. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on the inheritance of the redeemed. Turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 18, as Erwin Lutzer tells us about the gift of glorification.
You know, there are plenty of examples of people who were wealthy and who either didn't know it or they knew it and they refused to enjoy what they had. We really need to look no further than Bertie Adams. She died on Easter Sunday back in 1976 in Palm Springs. Bertie died of malnutrition. That's what her death certificate said. But when they investigated, they discovered that she had a lockbox in which she had certificates worth about $200,000, and then another lockbox that was worth about $600,000. Here's a woman who died of malnutrition, but she did not enter into the wealth that she had, either because of ignorance or because of other issues. Imagine that. You know, there are many people who are wealthy who may make some very poor friends, but they do become very good ancestors if they include you in their will. And she apparently included some relatives in her will, and you can imagine the surprise when they discovered how much they had. The purpose of this series of messages, The Inheritance of the Redeemed, the purpose of this series has been for us to at least get some kind of a window, some kind of an understanding of all that we have in Jesus when we believe on him. He who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? This is the last in a series of 8 messages on this topic. We could have preached a lot more, but hopefully as a result of this, we begin to understand much better the wonder of our salvation and the graciousness of our God. Well, today as we end this series, I'm going to be speaking on the topic of glorification. It's really the end result of all that God has done for us, and that is that we someday are going to be glorified. But before we get to glorification, we're going to speak about suffering, and we'll see glorification within that context. If you have your Bibles, would you turn to the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8. And this is the passage that I want you to look at, a remarkable passage, and we are going to begin with suffering and end with glorification. The summary of this message is really Romans chapter 8, verse 18, where we read these words, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that shall be revealed in us." So first of all, I'll speak about suffering, and then we'll speak about the glory that is to be revealed in us. That's where we're going. And once again, I want you to open your mind, open your heart, open your Bible, kick back, and enjoy as we go on this tour of the blessings that we have in Jesus Christ, our Lord. But first of all, suffering. You'll notice that in verse 19, Paul says, "For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God." And then it goes on to say in verse 22, "For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in pains of childbirth until now." I want you to hang on for a moment, and I'm going to explain what's happening in those verses. What the Apostle Paul is saying is just like when Adam sinned, the whole creation was cursed. It was not possible It was not possible that an imperfect, sinful Adam live in the beauty of God's original perfect creation. So when man sinned, the earth was cursed. And we know it's cursed because we have storms, we have earthquakes, we have tsunamis, we have tornadoes, we have drought. This earth is cursed. And what Paul is going to say is this, that the creation, therefore, is groaning at this present time, and it is eager looking forward very eagerly to the time when the sons of God are going to be revealed and manifested, because creation is waiting for us to be redeemed. And when we enter into our eternal redemption, it is then that creation is going to be recreated, and it will be made perfect back into its original state. That's why the Apostle Paul says that creation groans and looking forward eagerly to the redemption of the sons of God. That's in verse 19. And not only does creation groan, it says in verse 22, for we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for the adoption of sons, the redemption of our bodies. That's what we're going to be talking about in a few moments, is the redemption of our bodies. And so we groan. There are all kinds of circumstances of suffering that speak to us very clearly, and they mitigate, against faith, because they remind us of the fact that we are fallen. And this world is oftentimes very difficult and life is hard. Cancer, for example, is something that is willing to take on faith. Cancer, actually, as we respond to it and its possibilities, is a test of our faith. But so are all kinds of other things: bad marriages, the death of a child, poverty and abuse. All of these things tend to challenge our faith, but the Bible says that this is to be expected because the suffering of this present world is huge. And so creation groans for redemption. We groan for our own redemption so that we might receive the redemption of our bodies, and then creation will follow us and be perfected. So much about the doctrine of suffering. Now, second, I want you to notice how the Apostle Paul shows us the extent to which God went in order to redeem us. How did God redeem us, and what did God do? It says in verse 26, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Creation groans, we groan. Even the Spirit groans deep within us when we want to pray and don't know how to. And then it says, and he who searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Verse 28, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good to those who are the called according to his purpose. I wish I could camp on that verse for a moment, but we have to continue to hurry on through this passage. All of the suffering that we've spoken about, God uses it for our good and for his glory. He makes it fit together for our good, especially if we respond to it correctly. And then Paul goes on to say that this is the way in which God redeemed us. And this is, in many respects, a lovely summary of the various messages that we preached on the inheritance of the redeemed. I mean, we spoke about predestination. We spoke about the gift of righteousness, the Holy Spirit, the need and the supplying of an advocate. All of these things are ours in Jesus. And here Paul summarizes the gospel of redemption. Notice, beginning in verse 29, for those whom he foreknew. Now, before I get to verse 29 and 30, I want to remind you that there are here five verbs that I hope you take the time to underline in your Bible. It is God, really, who is the worker. It is God who is the subject of these verbs, and we are the ones who are the object. Salvation is entirely of God. And Paul lays out now five verbs that are like a golden chain, like a link that links everything together. It begins in eternity past, and it completes itself in eternity future. And then what we'll see is it ends in glory. Look at the text. First of all, notice that he says, for those whom he foreknew, this is verse 29. As I've explained in previous messages, when you have the word foreknow, it does not mean simply to know ahead of time. God knows all things ahead of time. What it means is that God foreknew, God foreloved us, just like the nation Israel. It says, you only have I foreknown of all the nations of the earth. Well, God foreknows all things. It means that I loved you in advance. So remember this, you can put your name in this here, that if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you were loved in advance. You were foreknown. And then those whom he foreknew, the Bible says he predestinated. When I began this series of messages, the very first message that I preached was on predestination. How that we are actually a part of God's program all the way from eternity past to eternity future. My friend, listen to me, because this is very important. It is so essential that we understand all that we have in Jesus Christ as a result of believing on him. You've heard the first part of a message entitled The Gift of Glorification, and that happens to be the last message in a series entitled The Inheritance of the Redeemed. I want you to have that series. The Inheritance of the Redeemed, Blessings that Belong to All Those Who Trust Christ. It is essential that we know that when we trust Christ as Savior, along with him, God generously blesses us. So as part of this series, we've talked about the gift of the Holy Spirit, we've talked about the gift of righteousness, the gift of the church, the gift of an intercessor, and other gifts. And when we begin to understand this, we begin to walk in the light in a way that perhaps we've not been able to do before, with thanksgiving, with worship, and with much praise. Now, if we've been a blessing to you, go to moodymedia.org. That's actually very simple, isn't it? moodymedia.org, and then you click on the contact button and let us know that Running to Win has blessed you. And of course, as I frequently tell you, pick up the phone, call your friends, invite them to listen, because I will be continuing the message entitled The Gift of Glorification, which is going to end actually by talking about our glorified body and all that God has prepared for those who love him. If you love him today, just know this, the best is yet to come. Share that with your friends.
Believers in Christ have an eternal future because God made sure we would get there. We were predestined and called to become like Jesus and one day have a heavenly body like his. Next time, more about the gift of glorification. The Inheritance of the Redeemed is an 8-part series we'd like you to have on CD. We'll send it as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.